Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. We all need proactive steps we can take to break the stranglehold the media has on us. Today we find three steps in the fourth chapter of the book of James, steps we must take to be free from the seductive siren call of the internet. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Erwin Lutzer comes now to talk more about the seductive power of desire.
Your Bibles are open to the book of James. Would you now turn to James chapter 4? James chapter 4, where I believe that James now gives us an answer to what we have talked about. In James chapter 4, and I wish we had time to read the beginning of the chapter, but we're going to jump in after a couple of verses. I'm in verse 6, actually. Therefore it says, I should begin by saying he gives more grace. To you today who are struggling with sin and you have repeatedly made promises that you have broken and you think there is no help, please notice this. He gives more grace. There's more grace in God's heart than sin in your past. But look at this. He gives more grace. And God is opposed to the proud. Do you know that the Greek word really means God is at war with the proud? Why is it that so many people still continue to struggle with sin? They go places where they shouldn't go and they swear it off and do it again. God wants to humble them because God is at war with the proud. You're a proud person. God is not on your side until you are humbled. But he does give grace to the humble. Now, in the next verses that follow, James gives 10 commands. And what I've decided to do is to select 3 of those commands, and we're going to learn what they are, and your assignment is going to be to implement these 3 commands. The first command that James gives us here is to submit to God. I'll read the text and then we'll go through them. Verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. You've got some repenting to do. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. All right, are you ready for this week's assignment? First of all, we must submit completely. Submit, therefore, to God. Now, we normally don't do this here at the Moody Church, but I want us to say together the words submit completely. So after I've given you instruction, in fact, right now, let's say it together. Submit completely. All right, now you can do better than that now that you know it's okay to talk out loud in church. Submit completely. Very good. Before you get up in the morning, taking as much time as you need, getting up earlier. Maybe you do this while you're still in bed, or maybe you do it as soon as you get out of bed. You submit to God as an act of worship. What you do is you say today, God, my life is yours. All that I am is yours. I give you my day with all of its busyness, with all of its interruptions and challenges, with all the emotions that I have. I now give my day to you with gratitude and praise, and I receive from your hand a promise. And then you quote one of God's promises, because what you need to do is to submit completely to God. especially the thing that concerns you the most, especially that habit that has you bound, unconquered sin. Submit it to God. You know what the promise is here in the text? We just read it. Draw near to God. God will draw near to you. You know, God really is on your side. God really does love you. God really does want to fight for you. You draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. And what you're going to do is to experience God in a new way, as I'll indicate in a moment. So the first thing that we have to remember is to submit completely. The second is to resist continually. Let's say those words together. Resist continually. Resist the devil and he will flee. Now he'll be back. This was evident in the ministry of Jesus. You remember Jesus said, "Begone, Satan," and quoted the word of God. And it says in Luke, after Satan left him, he left him for a time, but then he returned. But what you're going to do is to resist Satan. You quote verses of Scripture. You affirm the word of God and you say, "Satan has no authority over me," which he doesn't, because he's totally defeated, but I will not go into Satan's territory. I resist him in the name of Jesus. And you resist. I've told you this story before, but it fits here, so I'm going to tell it to you again. Many years ago, when Rebecca and I logged on to America Online, I'll never forget that because that was rather a historic day. You know, this thing called the Internet. And I remember now, you know, you could type in something like going to a library and there were books. Do you remember the days when you used to have to plug in and then maybe wait 5 or 10 minutes for a phone line and all those things? But, you know, you thought that that was the best of technology. And since that time, it has radically changed. But now we were on America Online. That night, I had one of three, my first, though, demonic dreams. It was horrific. You don't want one. Three evil spirits in my dream, which I still remember this day, had me up in a corner, and I felt totally, completely helpless. There's nothing that you can do because they have control over you. You have no power to fight them. Can you imagine how happy I was when I woke up and found out that this was only a dream? Wow, what a terrible dream. You just wake up and you're shaking, and then you realize, thank God this was a dream. This was, in my opinion, God's special, gracious gift to me. Because it was as clear as anything, that day we hooked up to America Online. That night, I get the dream. God was saying, "You now have something in your home that Satan wants to use to destroy you." I have never forgotten that dream and never forgotten the lesson that God wanted me to learn. Yes, I've seen some things at times on the internet that perhaps I shouldn't have. But if I'm ever tempted to go into that other area, or even to have some curiosity and to type in certain words or go to certain websites just to see what's there, I remember the dream. I have something in my home that Satan wants to use to destroy me. And my dear male friend, though I speak to the women too, you have a computer. You have something in your home that Satan wants to use to destroy you. And I warn you, don't go there. Don't worry about the curiosity thing as to what it looks like. Stay away, because that's demonic territory. There are millions of men and women who are bound by pornography because of the internet that now makes it accessible instantly in all different varieties. And supposedly, of course, with anonymity. Don't go there without compromise. Don't go there. Yes, you may clap if you agree. I have a friend, or at least I can call him an acquaintance, who was arrested for child pornography. And I remember he and I, we connect a couple times a year, and we were there in my backyard, and we were talking. And he said something I would like to brand in the mind and heart of every person in America. This is what he said, talking about how he got into it through pornography, et cetera, and how it led him down the path. He said, "Once you go on that path, it'll take you places you never thought you'd ever go." May I repeat that? Once you begin on that path, it will take you places that you thought you'd never go. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So what do? We submit completely, we resist continually. And later on in another message, I'll give you some specific guidelines in terms of what to do when the temptation actually comes. But we resist continually. And then there's something else, and that is we confess thoroughly. Say the words, confess thoroughly. He says, "Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." Now, it's not as if, you know, you can purify your own heart. But there is such a thing as the cleansing of the conscience that God does. Of course God does it. But what you and I need to do is to confess completely and thoroughly everything that God brings to our attention. And then we receive not only his forgiveness, we have to insist on cleansing. You do know the difference, don't you? He is faithful and just to forgive us. Many Christians are forgiven, but cleansing is the subjective work by which we not only are forgiven, but we feel forgiven, and our heart of condemnation is gone. And that's what we need to do so that the condemnation and the guilt has been taken care of, and we give all that to God, and we receive the cleansing that is ours in Jesus. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I don't think I need to tell you that you're listening to one of the most important series of messages I have ever preached. What could be more important than purity in a media culture where we are bombarded by so many different images in so many different ways? Those of you who are parents and you have children in school, you know the kinds of temptations that they face there, or perhaps children in college. They need to hear these messages. And I encourage you, because at the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours. Each of the messages has an assignment. And I get very, very specific, trying to help people to break the power of the media in our lives.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Seductive Power of Desire. Another message on Guard Your Heart, Sexual Purity in a Media Culture. Next time, how crucial it is to take great care in our use of technology. This 6-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.